4 8 KX, mobile.
For GFW, good evening.
Good evening, Ken. You must be out walking the dog.
Been sitting on the back porch just enjoying the evening.
Susan, hope you're having a good day.
Susan, she says, hey.
You were out walking the dog because I can tell you're on your HD.
Yep, about 15 minutes ago. And I heard you call out, I don't know, about 10 after 4 on a 285, but by the time I got back to you, I guess you were gone.
Rode around listening to that for a while. Must have just moved out of range of it.
Mountain.
I've already made the switch. I had to go to FedEx up there at the airport and pick up a toolbox. So that's when I threw out my call. So I may have moved out of range of the 285.
Yeah, probably 15 minutes after you did.
Have a good day.
I only had to go out once, but it wasn't nothing major, so it was a good day. And didn't get rained on and that, but it looks like tomorrow evening what the rain starts.
What I was looking at, the weather tomorrow was supposed to be nice. There was a slight chance of rain in the evening, but not much at all.
Slight chance tomorrow evening, but then Thursday and Friday is supposed to be pretty much a washout.
Yeah, but it's supposed to be nice Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, we got to do some deck work and some yard work.
Get that honeydew list done.
And there's a HF contest this weekend, too.
Happened in the background.
You don't get much radio time, did it?
You'll get
about 5-10 minutes before you go to bed.
In the yard all day, about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Did you hear?
I heard working in the yard about 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Early in the morning and then after 3, probably.
But by then, you're so wore out, you don't know if you want to do it.
Only when he texted back for that little meme you sent.
I didn't know if you heard him on the radio or not. I talked to Eric this afternoon on his way home. They think Courtney's son broke his arm again at school today. They were at the urgent care down there in Shelby having it looked at.
All right. And it's, fortunately, none of mine ever broke any bones while they were at school.
Say that I've never had any broken bones, and I don't think my brother did either.
22 and I fell and broke my ankle, but they claimed it wasn't broke, and then 6 months later decided that it was broke, but by then I was already walking on it.
So then you ain't gonna break it again to fix it.
A little pieces broke off in there. When I think I'm 20, then it reminds me that I'm not, but if I pay attention and act like 63, it don't bother me too bad.
Gentle reminder, hey, you ain't as young as you used to be.
Be minding my body, KN4 TFW. My body reminded my mind, sorry. I'm already getting old.
Well, we'll let it slide this time. We won't say nothing about it. Guys was really slow today. But it wasn't a bad day. It's just, I don't know, my businesses on that side of town are on Poinsett where they're doing that beautification thing. It's like it's just killing all my businesses.
It's a nightmare and then people just stay away, right?
I guess. Well, Greenville's doing all that where they're trying to spiff things up on that side of town and get rid of all the homeless and all that stuff and push it out of the city. And I don't know. It's making a mess out of things over there, in my opinion. It may be better in the long run, but right now it's not doing too good for businesses. They seem to be struggling.
That one.
Mr. Ron, I got a phone call coming in. You and Miss Susan have a good afternoon. And good to talk to you. I'll talk to you in the morning. KO4 HKX. I'm clear. 73.
Good morning. KN4 TFW.